Grace Gets All the Glory, Galatians 6, by Nita Brainerd. The unifying thought throughout the sixth chapter of Galatians appears to me to be grace and the fruit it produces. This poem was written last November while reflecting on the chapter. When one of us falls into sin, the spiritual know what to do. They gently bring him back again, while watching lest they're tempted too. Refrain. Grace to one another, grace from God above, grace be all our glory, for God, our God, is love. The burdens that our brothers bear, the weights they quickly tire of, with one another these we share and so fulfill Christ's law of love. But those who trust too much in self, who think they're something when they're not, aren't taking and aren't giving help, deceived by self-sufficient thought. Let's put our labor to the test, rejoicing each ourselves alone. Not of another's load possessed, each man has burdens of his own. The hearers who receive the word and get the benefit it brings should give to those from whom they've heard, providing them with all good things. Don't be deceived, for God's not mocked. A farmer reaps the crop he sows, and those who sow wild oats aren't shocked when that's the only thing that grows. So those who plant with fleshly seed will harvest wreckage, pain, and strife, but those who let the Spirit lead will sow and reap eternal life. Let's not get tired of doing right. We'll reap the benefits someday. So keep the battle, fight the fight, and don't give up the narrow way. As we have opportunity, let us do good to every man, to those of faith especially, who form with us a close-knit clan. Paul said he wrote with letters large. They show he wanted to impart a willingness to hear his charge and take the written word to heart. But those who want an outward show will press you to be circumcised. They spurn to take the cross alone or trust in what's so much despised. Yet they themselves don't keep the law. They glory in what they can see and hold a formula in awe while living in hypocrisy. Let me not boast with human pride, but in Christ Jesus and his cross, by which for me the world has died, and dead to it I count it loss. For circumcision has no worth. In Christ it's neither here nor there. What matters is the second birth, and trusting God with every care. To those who keep this rule be peace, who in the love of Jesus dwell. May mercy grow and grace increase to us and all God's Israel. Let people trouble Paul no more. The marks of Christ in him we trace. My brothers, Jesus Christ our Lord will fill your spirits with his grace. November 2, 2025.